This is KUT. Last month was the hottest May ever recorded in the Austin area. If that makes you worried about what the summer's got in store, well, you have a very good reason to be, as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah, it's not looking very good, Mose.
But Victor Murphy with the National Weather Service says there was a fleeting moment when things could have been different.
Going into May, and especially, you know, after that near normal April, you know, things were looking pretty good. You're nice and wet, not too hot still. And all of a sudden, you know, who knew?
Who knew we'd have week after week of high temperatures with very little rain?
If you're concerned about excessive heat or having a hot summer, it's not a good place to be.
That's because hot temps in May are a predictor of a hot summer in Austin. The reason is a feedback loop where hot, dry weather causes more hot, dry weather. It starts with soil moisture.
Either soil moisture dries out or disappears.
That reduces evaporation.
Which in turn cuts back on cloudiness, which in turn cuts back on rainfall.
Which in turn makes things hotter, drying out the earth more and leading to more heat. Storm chasers sometimes call a weather system like this one the death ridge.
Drought begets heat, heat begets drought, and it keeps going back and forth like that, and it's hard to get out of that.
Yikes. Thanks, Victor.
Yeah, bye.
I needed a second opinion. If you listen to KUT, here's a voice you'll recognize. Introduce yourself to me with your name and what you do.
Sure. I'm Chief Meteorologist Burton Fitzsimmons with Spectrum News, Austin and San Antonio.
So, Burton, what's in the forecast?
We are, I think, very certain to have an unusually warm summer, maybe one of our hottest. Wouldn't be surprised if we had more than 40, 45 triple-digit days when all is said and done.
Not great.
You know, it's the don't shoot the messenger time of year in my line of work.
And it gets worse. He says these hotter summers are becoming more frequent thanks to climate change and the urban heat island effect.
In fact, in just the last 10-year period, the average of triple-digit days is now up to 38 per year. It was 13 per year if you look at the entire 20th century average.
Looking for any hope? June may bring some rain, and tropical systems can sometimes blow in from the Gulf, even in the summer, cooling things off. But really, when you're waiting for a tropical storm to save you, well, that's just not a good place to be. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.